only reason I thought Mondale lost because what happened at that funeral.
Now, well, let me tell you something about that, John. I disagree.
Mondale lost because he deserved to lose.
You know, the people don't realize
he
we've...
He lost at 84, Tony?
Right, I realize that. But, you know, he had his day, John. See, sometimes these guys, they want to take out of mothballs. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Everybody has its day. And I'll be honest with you. I'm happy the kid won it. He's a younger guy. Give him a little light. Give him a little light in the sun. You know, these old-timers are great if you put them in the right positions, like the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They can use a few of the senior citizens from yesterday to straighten them out. But in politics, when you become 75, 76, you should retire. Give a young guy a break.
Yeah, well, you know what? Take a look.
Lautenberg's 78, Tony.
Who's that?
Lautenberg from New Jersey.
I know. He's 103. I thought he was... because he looks like 103. He's a millionaire. A billionaire. What is he running for?
Well, they recently saw Strom Thurmond in half and counted his rings, and I think it was about 99 rings, right?
Can you imagine that guy? Can you? What are they thinking about? I think it's South Carolina. Is it South Carolina where he's from?
That's right.
Yeah. The South is... Let me tell you something, John. You want to talk about weird people? You got to start going down south.
What they don't know about Strom Thurmond is he actually died in 1992. But
told him.
Yeah, they just kept running him. They figured, look, the name's in the ballot, the money's in place. You know, we know how he would vote, and that's it. It's a ghost vote.
He's a great guy, but the point is, he had his day. You know, go relax on the farm with the wheelchair and raise some chickens like Tony's doing.
You know,
wait a minute, I'm nowhere near that old. I got a few days ahead of me.
Let me tell you something. Tony is actually much closer to my age than he is to Strom Thurmond's age.
Oh, Strom Thurmond, you know, he left the corral a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Strom Thurmond could be Frank Lautenberg's illegitimate father, okay? but Mike, you work on that one for us, okay? You do a little research.
John. It's not Mike.
Oh, did you hear the latest?
No. Mike's over here.
Oh, Mike. Excuse me.
Tony, I'm talking to
you. I try to correct my guy who really usually corrects me, and he was right, and I was wrong.
You got into trouble. I'm saying, Mike, our staff has got to research that. I think some of these, you know what? I think Congress is inbred anyway, and I think this Mondale thing proves it. They just keep bringing people back. You know, there's some show on television, I don't know the name of it, but where they reenact shows from the 70s, and I thought the reason they're... I don't know...
The rerun show.
Yeah. Now, when I saw that... This is all going to come together in a minute, John, just so don't go to sleep on me, all right? I thought when I saw the promo for the rerun show that, hey, can't anybody in the new millennium come up with a new script?
Yeah.
And you know, and that's what I think of the Democrats. I'm like, can't they come up with something new,
you got to come out with somebody that's got new ideas.
Please.
That's halfway good looking. Most times you find out
a quarter way. A quarter way.
He's got to look like a half a wise guy because half a wise guys are good looking.
And they dress
so if you get the combination of the three, you got yourself a politician. As long as he keeps his